future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
I renounce any ploy, plot, scheme, or strategy of the enemy to divert me or destroy me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Talk to yourself. Do some self-talk. I choose what God wants. I may not know the exact way, but Lord, I choose your way. Yes to your will. Amen. In Genesis, I want to take a look at one of the patriarchs who truly was purpose-driven by the name of Joseph. Genesis 39, verse 1. Genesis 39 and verse 1. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt. We know the story of Joseph well. You've heard it many times, but let me bring you into remembrance of some things here. Joseph was brought down to Egypt, sold into Egypt by his brethren, sold into slavery. Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. Now that's a message all by itself. How could a brother being sold into slavery be a prosperous man except that God be with him? How could, see, you have to understand, this thing is not, we're governed by different laws. There are laws in the spirit that defy natural order. Tell somebody, that's why you got to get out of the shallows. You know, there's a testimony, and this is on the tragic side, but those duck boats, there was a duck boat that sank in Branson, Missouri. Hit some high waters. We see those duck boats down in Palm Beach a lot. And it sank, and there were lots of people on there. And this one woman, her entire family died. 9 people. But she said, she was spared. She said she sank so deep, but you know, she got to where she couldn't breathe in that, but somehow she floated up to the top, and she was eventually rescued, and she told her story. But the whole ordeal was tragic. But she was spared out of all the family, but she floated up to the top. You know, even though she didn't know how to swim, let's go back to Joseph. Get that back up for me. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him oversee over his house, and over all, and all that he had he put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he knew not aught he had save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. Now Joseph's a slave, but God said he made him to prosper. He was so prosperous that Potiphar saw what was on his life and turned everything over in his house. And Potiphar was a very wealthy man. Turned it over to Joseph's charge. My point is this, and I just touched again on that tragic story. We are governed by laws that defy the natural order. This woman was spared because she floated up to the top, while a lot of other people just sank. Purpose. God said, not now. Nine of her family. But yet God, we are governed by laws, and you have to understand it, that defy the natural order. How could they speak so highly of Joseph being prosperous as a slave? Except that God was on him. God was with him. Purpose was driving him. It doesn't matter. I don't care what kind of weapon forms against you, what kind of organization stands against you, who's done you wrong, who, what, it doesn't matter who. Listen, God is sovereign. If God be for you, who or what can be against you? There is no counsel against God. Amen. So Joseph was prosperous. Verse 7 of that chapter, chapter 39, verse 7. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There's none greater in this house than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? He wasn't even talking about Potiphar. All that's trivial stuff. How can I do this and sin against my God? See that? See, some are called to wear a Gentile garment. Amen. But while you wear that Gentile garment, you're to carry the principles of your God. Amen. Some places in political realms and in high places, people aren't always openly able to talk about Jesus, but they carry God with them. Amen. Amen. And they prosper. Yes. Amen. And people see something on you. Yes. And they're influenced and impacted by that. And it came to pass as she spake to Joseph day by day that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men in the house there within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. So understand now, We did a study on this before. Joseph, between the time that God gave him a promise at age 17 to the time he stood before Pharaoh, he wore many different garments. And the garment represented his stature at the time, his prosperity, his stature. He wore the coat of many colors. Then he wore the coat that Potiphar gave him as ruler of his household. He wore the prison garment, and then he wore the robe that Pharaoh adorned him with. But mark this. To Joseph, it didn't matter. His garment didn't matter at this juncture. He chose what was right. His garment that represented all that he had prospered to, his position, everything, it didn't matter. He left that. Forget this. When it comes to my God or this, you can have that. He got out his coat. Wasn't no question about it. He got out of that coat quick, and she got it and used it against him. And it seems like, man, that's a bad deal. But look at someone telling him, purpose was still driving. God was still in control. Because God knew that he could not go any further in his destiny in Potiphar's house. He had to be where destiny was going to meet him. And that was in the prison. From the pit to the palace, in between was the prison. We don't always know. That's why the Lord says, give thanks in all things. You don't know when the summons for you is going to come. Bring him here. They got him hastily out of the dungeon. And in moments time, he was standing before Pharaoh. And before that hour was up, when he gave the interpretation of the dream, he had the gold chain and the robe. And now he was governor. Just like that. So you don't know. So don't get so caught up in the garment that you have right now. You know, wear it, you know, but don't get caught up in it. Like this is it. No, tell somebody there's a whole lot more. I prophesy that to you. Listen, I prophesy, I release that to you. There's a whole lot more. Listen. I'm telling you. Look at somebody. Tell him. He's telling you. There's a whole lot more. Your eyes ain't seen it. Your ears ain't heard it. Neither has entered into your heart what God has prepared. But the Holy Ghost has been knocking on your door, giving you little indications of what's coming your way. Amen. My heart got overwhelmed when God was dealing with me. I said, Lord, no. I said, Lord, don't fake me out. Don't get me so caught up on something. You know, I know the Lord don't do that. But I mean, I was so overwhelmed. My wife know, I was just so overwhelmed. I said, come on, Lord, don't play with me now. I've been good. Don't be teasing me and fooling me now. Let me show you something real quick here. I'm going to wait till the end because I want to show you something concerning that. God said, I'm going to do a work, a wonder in your day. And he said in so many words, if somebody described it to you in detail, you wouldn't even be able to believe it. Anybody ready to get blown away? Woo! Come on, the wind is picking up. God get ready to blow you away. Ha. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Hallelujah. Tell someone, get out the shallows. Something need to make an about face. Get out the shallows. I couldn't swim, but you know what? There were so many people out there, I wasn't going to be made ashamed. He can't swim. He can't swim. This whole line, can't none of them swim. So, as I drown, all of us going to drown. We just drown together. Huh? You'd be surprised.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.